good. It's good to see you. Go ahead and be seated, if you will, for a moment. If you are a guest of ours today, we're grateful you're with us. It's a different day. It's not a normal Sunday as far as order or what we're going to be doing. But it is a blessed day, and I want you to know we're doing two things today. First part of our service is going to be communion. Usually, we have communion in the altar, and we invite you to come to take communion here or go back to your seat and do it while worship is going on. Or today, we're serving you communion. We will have people bringing it to you in your chair where you are. We'll participate together. Like when the bread comes, it represents the body of Christ. Just keep it, and then we'll take it in unity together. And then also the same when the cup comes by. The second part of our service is the Joash chest that's right here. We've been doing this for a long, long time. We got it from Bellevue Baptist outside of Memphis. There, it's called Germantown. Have a large campus, large church. We heard about it from them. They sent us videos of them doing it and performing the Joash chest in their church. And they used it in such a way as to build their campus. A lot of the campus and a lot of the buildings on campus were built from gifts that came through the Joash chest, or we refer to as Joash giving. You have an envelope in your chair. And I want you to open that envelope up. There's a 3x5 card there in that envelope. We want you to write at least two things on this card. On one side, give us a praise report. We love to hear good news. What has the Lord been doing? What's He been revealing? How have you trusted Him and you have found Him faithful? Give us a praise report. On the other side, give us a prayer request. Something that you're praying for, and we can join you in this prayer. I know that the stack of cards I had from last year, people wrote their names on there. You don't have to do that, but they did. And I was able to contact these throughout the year. A year ago, I didn't know most of them, and now I've had ministry contact with them. So you want to give a praise report on one side. You want to give a prayer request on the other side. And we will divide these. I don't go through the money, but there's a team of people that will go through the cards, and they'll separate the money from the card. The cards will come to our staff, our office. I'm going to sound like a televangelist here. We're going to go through the card. We see every card, right? We're going to get it. I divide them up among the staff, and then they have their stack. I have my stack, and then we join you in prayer. Remember, praying is not the least we can do for you. It's the most we can do for you. And so we want you to put that on there. How can we join you in prayer? And we don't just keep these for a number of days or weeks. They keep that stack. A lot of them keep that stack throughout the year. And then we're able to see fulfillment come from those requests and even those praise reports. Also, people give in Joash. They give stocks. They give bonds. People have given us cattle, but we don't want you bringing it with you today. People have given us golf clubs. They've given us jewelry. They've given us all kinds of ways. Some of them couldn't give financially as far as dollars and cents, but they had things they could give us, and then we would liquidate them and go on. We've had all kinds of stuff given. I remember early on when Hope Church was beginning, and you're going to hear a lot today about how faithful the Lord has been to us and is to us. And when we first started in August of 98, we were begging and borrowing. We just didn't steal, right? So we would rent our sound equipment from Doo-Wop, everything we needed. Even our mother church, Hillview, that lives in a central time zone, which means they're an hour behind. Sometimes they would drive, leave at like 4 in the morning, get here, help set up in the middle school, and we would use their sound equipment. So we didn't have any. And we were praying for our own sound equipment. There was a person that came in off the street, knew our church, but this wasn't a scheduled appointment. They just came to our office that we were renting, and they laid down stock. They gave us stock for our church and said, it's yours. We'd already priced our first sound equipment, mobile sound equipment, and it was $22,000. And so we were praying about that and trusting the Lord with that. So this person comes in our office and gives us stock. Gives us a stock. We found out that it was 1,000 shares of stock. And it's just stock they really hadn't paid attention to and didn't really even want. And they gave it to us. And we sold it at $22 a share. Y'all doing the math? And the Lord is faithful on that. That one move. So people have given all kinds of things to our church. In fact, I'm going to say this about Jonathan. Wave your hand over there. When they were going through, it's been a few years ago, Jonathan was putting their giving in for he and his wife Elise. And so he thought he was giving their check, and it was their shopping list. We got their shopping list in the Joash chest, and we've had a large laugh out of that. So we want you to give. You may put on the card something that you want to give in the future. Some way you want to give just for that information. That's really your business. But there's going to be a time for give. Even our guests, we don't want you to feel the pressure of giving something to us financially. If you're a guest here, you can do the card and give us a praise report and give us a prayer request. You can do that, okay? But we don't want you to have the pressure of being able to give something financially. So first, we're going to take communion together. I'm going to do two things today with communion. One is we're going to give a reference that this table is a table of remembrance. Scripture tells us all the time to remember, because we so quickly forget. In the early service, I was leaving this area going to the lobby to see somebody specific. By the time I got to the lobby, I stood there because I couldn't remember why I went to the lobby. I know you're thinking that's old age, but that's happening to people younger than me too. There's just so much data information that's coming into our minds. There's so much hustle and hurry, how quickly we forget. And we just finished a series. You're going to hear about it a few times today on wisdom. God in his wisdom reminds us to remember. Many times he says, you have forsaken me, which means that you have forgotten me. There are two commands he gave the church. One is the Lord's Supper, which we will participate today. The other is baptism. Both of those ordinances and those commands to the church, they address his death. Today, the body, the bread represents the body, the drink represents the blood, and the Lord's Supper. When baptism, you take somebody under the water, it represents their death, burial, and you bring them up out of the water, it represents their resurrection. Everything he's given the church into a command is to remember his death, how quickly we can forget. If we're not careful, we'll think we got where we are on our own. I want to remind you that Jesus' death on the cross was not only God's wisdom, but it was his power for salvation for all of us. I say it this way for me to put it in a simple format. When he gave his sacrifice, his life, it's also a place where we give our surrender. I want to remind you that he gave his life so that I could have mine and that you could have yours. And today, one of the first things we're looking at, the table, is just a table to remember him. For those of you who are serving, go ahead and make your way to the table if you'll do that. As they come, we practice open communion. Some churches practice closed communion, but we practice open communion. And open communion means that you've been saved and you've been baptized. We invite you to participate. But in no way am I going to tell these guys on who to serve and who not to serve. This is something for you to look at yourself. It is a time for you to have to examine your own life, and it becomes a time of confession and repentance for you. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians 11:23-24 for just a moment. Paul wrote this. He said, "For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks. He broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Paul wrote about a betrayal at the table. In fact, Jesus even said, you know, the betrayer is here. And all the other disciples are like, am I that person? Is it me? Because we're all capable of that. In our recent series, I've been reading a book by A.W. Tozer. It's a collection of his sermons through the years on the wisdom of God. He wrote in one of his sermons, he said, if you turn to the Lord, you're running from the devil. If you turn to righteousness, you're going to turn away from sin. If you turn to obedience, you turn from rebellion. If you turn your heart loyal to him, you're running from betrayal. I want you to know that we're running to him what we're running from, the enemy himself, sin, rebellion, and betrayal. And today you come to the table, it is a movement for you to move toward God. And when you move toward God, you are moving away from these things. So it's not only a table of remembrance, it's also a table of repentance. And repentance is turning. I'm turning to the Lord, so I'm turning from the enemy. I'm turning to righteousness, so I'm turning from sin. I'm turning to obedience, and I'm turning from rebellion. I'm turning my heart to be loyal to him, and then I'm turning from betrayal. So not only is it a table of remembrance, but it is a table of repentance. We invite you to participate today, and as you participate, turn. Turn. Do a 180. Make sure that your life is headed toward him. On that night, they took the bread, and he said, this bread represents my body that is given to you. And you eat this bread, you're to remember of what I have done for you in my sacrifice. Let's give thanks over the body of Christ that is given to us. Would you bow with me? Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus. Your son, he's our savior. And he came not only to be one of us, but he came to display ministry for us. And not only ministry, but obedience to us. Even obedience to the cross. And so, Lord, we know you sent him to die. And you sent him to die for our sins. And we thank you for the body of Christ. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray and that we pray together. Amen. On that night, he simply took bread. I believe just in the simpleness of his teaching, he took bread because he knew that that was something that they'd be eating every day of their life. From the model prayer, the Lord give us this day our daily bread. It's still a part of their diet and their meals, even in Israel today. And yet he said, I am the bread of life. You remember when God fed the people with manna in Israel, when they were coming out of slavery in Egypt? That manna represented him. He says later on that I'm the manna that came from heaven, and I am the bread of life. And so we remember his body that's been given to us. I want you to hear the word given. We're going to talk about giving later in a moment, a little more. But He gave his body for us, not only in mission and ministry, but in sacrifice. And so we remember his body given. Will you take, eat, and remember the sacrifice of our Lord? On that night, he took the cup. He said, the cup is my blood. Look at 1 Corinthians 11, 25, if you will. In the same way, after supper, he also took the cup and said, this cup is my new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Sin had to have a penalty. Somebody was going to pay for our sin. He doesn't sweep it under the rug like you and I do with things. It's so against him, it has to be paid for. And it has to be penalized. And he sent his son Jesus to be able to do that. Scripture tells us without the shed blood, there'd be no forgiveness of sin. You and I have no hope. Absolutely no hope whatsoever. In our life, blood stains. Sometimes it can become a permanent stain. But in God's kingdom, he uses it to wash away the stains of our life and the stains of sin. It's cleansing in his kingdom. It doesn't do the staining. Sin does the staining, but blood does the cleansing. So I want you to remember that the cross is the work of Christ. It's not our work. It's his work. And because of his shed blood, we can be forgiven and we can be free. Before he passed it out, he prayed over the cup. Let's give thanks for the shed blood of Christ. Father, we thank you for Jesus, not only his body given, but his blood shed. And we know that you sent him here to be your lamb, to take away the sins of the world. And we thank you, Lord, for the gift of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus, and the cleansing power of Jesus in the cross. And today, Lord, we ask that you cleanse us. In the words of David, in his prayer of remorse and forgiveness, oh Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within us today. May at this table and this meal, this bread that represents your body, this drink that represents your blood, may it be a turning point. No rebellion, turning away from betrayal, turning away from sin, and turning away from the enemy himself. We come to you, and we can because of your shed blood. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray and that we pray together. Amen. So this is his new promise to us, that this brings cleansing to us, freedom to us, forgiveness to us. Even out of the lyrics of that song, you, the enemy, you have no claim on us. And Jesus, yours is the victory. So we not only have remembered his body given, we remember his shed blood. Guys, we couldn't work it off. You understand? There's no way. He is our only hope. And out of the wisdom of God and the love of God, he sent him to die for us. Take, drink, and remember. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians 11:26 to just capture our time of communion together, the bread and then the drink, the bread being his body and the drink being his blood. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he returns. He's not only taking care of our past, our present, and then we look to his future. We did this in the first service, felt incredibly led to do this in the first service. And then obviously we're not going to pit one service against the other. But we want to open up a time of prayer for you. Remember, praying is not the least we can do, it's the most we can do. And so I'm going to ask counselors to come, T, Jerry, all of you all, Cecil, if you will, and Greg, if you can, and just repeat from tomorrow. Just get in the altar, if you will. Kayla, others to come. Steve, thank you. And we want to open up a time of prayer. Some of you have diagnosis and you're sick and you need prayer. Some of you need guidance. You need guidance from the Lord. Some of you need a point of surrender today. Some of you need godly relationships. You need truth tellers in your life. Some of you carrying just a backpack full of negative emotion, any just emotional stress on you. I don't know what it is. Some of it could be financial as well. But we want you to come, okay? And it makes it a little easier if we stand. I know I'm going to have you up and down and up and down today. But would you stand with me? The team's going to lead us. And if you're in need of prayer, come. Find these people out and pray over them, okay? Let them pray over you and pray for you. That's the invitation for you. If you're in need of prayer, as the team leads us, you come. You can be seated for a moment. I want to thank all of you who have served communion today, prepped communion for both of these services. I just want to have a thankful heart in that. We're going to be giving now, and some of you will be giving now, some of you will be giving later. It takes a number of weeks for Joash to actually come together. But some have asked about, what do we have, two offerings today, a regular offering in this one? No, you just put it all in this one. But preachers do like hearing people ask that question, by the way, of what do we do? So like Julie and I are just giving ours together today. It's our regular offering and our Joash offering, because it both goes to the same place. We get this from 2 Kings 12, also listed twice in Scripture, the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles 24. We've given you a leaflet in new member training. We also have had that out in the lobby and been telling you to read about that, so I'm not giving you all the Scripture. But the temple was in bad repair, needed of repair. In Joash, they took a chest and created a hole in it, and they gave to that, and they used it. I want to give you a slide from what we have. This is all a little bit of an estimate. We're going to put carpet in the hallways, not all the way. We're going to leave the landings open. And we put a halt on that, but it looks like we're going to be able to go ahead and eventually do that. And I know it makes things warmer a little bit in the wintertime. Plus, it blesses Kids Way Monday through Friday if we do the hallways. So there's a little bit of an estimate that's what we've spent. With that estimate coming in there, about 120,000. We took in 117,000, but last year, which is a great offering, but I told you we were pushing through that, and had we done the carpet, we would have, and we're going to do the carpet, but we wanted you to see all that together. We also give you a QR code that we'll leave there that you can use in your giving toward Joash as well. I don't want to make Joash huge when it comes to really mimicking exactly everything they did. It's just a simple way to be able to give, to replenish to our church. We use our building and our land for the glory of God. It's used 6 days a week, most nights out of those 6 days. Saturday's the only time our building gets to rest, and that's not always the case because of things that happen on the weekends, and sometimes funerals and that type thing on the weekends. But we see it simply as a way for you to catch up in your giving as well. It's a way for you to bless your church as you have been blessed. It is a way that we can hear praise reports and prayer requests that you give us on that card. It's a way to practice just even your generosity. So it's just a way to bless your church as we bless other people. I want to remind you that recently what happened with Alex's house in Disciples Village in Haiti, as they've moved from gang activity, from compound to house to being flown to another safe area, we are going to give 10% of our Joash offering directly to those kids. They have left everything behind, literally. And it's basically a start all over again. So I want to thank you in advance for your giving, because it's going to bless us, but we're going to use it to even be able to bless them. Remember, his body was given. That God so loved the world that he gave. Out of the spirit of our recent sermon series about wisdom, James says, if any of you lacks wisdom, ask for it, and he gives it generously to us. I just want you to know that we have a God who gives, and he continually gives. Every good and perfect gift, James wrote, comes from the Father of lights. It comes from him. Are you listening to this? We most resemble the Lord when we give. When we give. He's faithful. He's always been faithful. He always will be faithful. We're going to highlight, even in our singing here in a moment, we're going to highlight his faithfulness. We said this since August of 98. People would say to me, Jeff, how faithful is the Lord? And my response is, what time is it? He's been faithful up to now. Samuel put that Ebenezer rock. And as a little kid, I sing about the Ebenezer in the song. You know, now I raise my Ebenezer. I'm thinking Scrooge, McDuck, you know, I don't know what's going on here, right? And that was a stone that he placed as a memorial. You know why? Because we quickly forget, right? And the memorial was that God has brought us this far. What time is it? He's been faithful up to now. And so we trust him in our giving. It's the only place in Scripture he gives us permission to test him. Only place. He says, test me in this. I know how touchy it can be with you. I get it. I just want you to know, Julie and I have trusted the Lord in this area of our life. He has never, ever failed us. Of all we've given to the church and the kingdom, we've not missed a dime of it. You need to know that. He's been so faithful to us. And yes, about giving, yes, but I want you to know his faithfulness. That's what I want you to know. I want you to know in your heart how you can trust him and how he's able to move. I didn't think I'd preach any longer, but I guess I did. All right. So let's give and let's pray over our blessing. Take your time coming. The team's going to lead us. And let me pray over you in a giving. Father, we thank you that we can give and that our giving is just an example of what you already set in practice for us. You are the God who gives. And Lord, we give here blessing your church, this local church. As we take what we do and repair our building and take care of our grounds and use it to bless other people, or the money we get from it, portions of it go to bless other people. It's all about advancing your kingdom, using what we have to be a blessing to someone else. So we pray over this offering. We ask you to bless it, and we ask you to bless us as we present ourselves as an offering to you. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. And that we pray together. Amen. Church, would you stand? Come bring your gifts. Team's going to lead us. Continue your worship.